This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. An event coming up next week, conveniently located or scheduled right before Thanksgiving, might welcome some folks home for the holidays that maybe we might want to get back here for good at some point. We'll talk about this. It's a project that the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development and the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce both take part in. So Ken Springer with the partnership and Kelsey Litchfield with the chamber are both here. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us on tonight.
Glad to have you on. I was joking with you off the air, Ken, but I'm going to just ask you just for the heck of it. Are you working on anything right now we should know about?
Oh, maybe something or other. Nothing that we can announce.
Gosh, man, he does this to me every time, and then the next thing I know, 3 days later, something happens that we all need to know about.
Well, sorry.
I know that's all
quite
right.
Quite a bummer.
Yeah, I know.
Keep your hopes
such
up,
a buzzkill that Ken Springer is, I tell you what. How are things at the chamber? I know it's been probably a little hectic without having someone in charge necessarily, so to
soon.
Speak.
We'll have someone in charge soon.
I certainly hope so, because you need supervision, clearly.
Clearly I do, yeah. Just running around with a chicken with its head cut off.
Yeah, you have to deal with this guy every now and then. You know, I understand that. This is an event called Reconnect. And if I remember right, this is something, did you start this last year?
Yeah, we did it last year, and it was a much more scaled back event last year. This year, we kind of figured out what we're really aiming to do with this, and it's going to be a much bigger event, and I think hopefully we're going to get a bunch of people there. But this event is designed to attract professionals that are coming back to the community for Thanksgiving, coming back to visit their families. They have roots here in the community, and we thought, man, it'd be a really cool idea to get those folks in a room together and, you know, feed them a beer or two and kind of just say, hey, look at all the good stuff and the neat stuff that's happened since you moved away. And oh, by the way, there are lots of employers looking for workers. And oh, by the way, have you seen our great cost of living? And possibly get those people think about relocating back here to the community.
I think I imagine that's probably a little bit of a difficult task, and I'm going to blame my favorite accomplice for it, social media, because I think there are still a lot of people that are either still here or not here who still have this sort of negative vibe about this area, or frankly unnecessarily negative about it, that I imagine a lot of these younger professionals see.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to be negative about things, but there's some really, like, legitimately awesome things that are going on in this community, and a lot of it has happened in just the last 5, 6, 7 years. Yeah. And so the idea behind this is, you know, for us to have a platform to have those conversations with these professionals that are coming back for the holiday. It's like, you know, hey, we got a Korean restaurant now. Mm-hmm. Like, that's awesome. Like, there's a stand-up comedy troupe in Galesburg, right? I mean, we've got two microbreweries, you know, and if really it's going to be an individual conversation with each person that's there as far as what their interests are. If it's a professional couple that have kids, you know, we could talk about some of the, you know, innovative new things that the school districts are doing. But
at the risk of sounding like an old man here, Kelsey, you're kind of a young professional as well. Do you hear from a lot of people around your age group maybe don't know what's happening here?
To be very honest with you, Will, like when I was in high school, people would say that. They say, oh, there's nothing to do around here. I'm going away, never coming back. And I did leave for about 5 years to go to college down in Champaign at the University of Illinois. And then I came back, and I remember I've been with the chamber for just about a year, and we were planning Reconnect when I came last year, and they were talking about all these restaurants and everything. I'm like, what's that? Who is that? And I had no idea all the cool things that were happening around here.
I imagine that kind of left the light, that kind of put the light on for you too.
Yeah,
right?
It really did. I think they were talking about a couple things. I'm like, where's that restaurant? And for me, coming from Rio, I didn't come to downtown a lot either.
Yeah.
It was mostly just on North Henderson Street. So to see all the things, the cool things that are going on around here, much of which will be showcasing next week, from Knox County Brewing Co. to Iron Spike to Hidden Hills, and then also we'll be having Hen House Barbecue, Cornucopia, a lot of cool restaurants too, showcasing what they have to offer here.
I've got a guy down the hall from Rio that can probably help you out if you ever need any information, Kelsey. Yeah. But that's another discussion
shout
for another
out to
day.
Chris.
Yeah, shout out to Chris LeGros. He's a saint. Speaking of this this event, so talk a little bit about how it is kind of grown and is different from the one you kind of put together last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so last year we really didn't, I don't think we really understood how to market it.
Yeah.
And that was a big challenge. You know, this year we're doing a lot more outward bound marketing within the community. Last year we tried mainly to reach out of town professionals, primarily using social media. And we said, wait a minute, let's talk to the people that live here, right? Because obviously these professionals are coming to be near family, so let's talk to the Lions clubs and the Rotary clubs, and let's get the word out, because it's going to be the friends and the relatives and the children and maybe in some cases grandchildren of community residents that we're really targeting with this. And honestly, I think that's kind of a that's a nice thing to share with someone. It's like, hey, you want your grandkids to live closer to you? Send them to this thing, right? Yeah. They're gonna be out at the bars anyway on Wednesday the night before Thanksgiving. Like, send them to this first. And
some of us have to work on Wednesday. I'm just saying.
We'll just swing on by afterwards.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, fine.
So really, it's an informational thing, but also, you know, it legitimately is a platform for people to reconnect. There's going to be all kinds of professionals there and people from the community and such. And it really, it's just a chance to, I guess, get the good word on what's been happening in the community. And
do you think they're not hearing it?
I don't think they are. I don't think they, I mean, Will, we talk about
well,
this
darn,
every
my heart breaks hearing you say
every
that.
Time. Well, every time, you know, you have me react to hot takes on Facebook when I'm on your show.
I don't always have you do that, okay?
But, gosh. But again, I think, you know, this is stuff that we see as residents. We drive by all this growth and we drive by all this change every day, and it sort of loses its visual impact. And
you think people here outside of the group of people that are negative, that there's a whole other group of people maybe that sort of take a lot of this for granted?
Yeah, possibly. And I think sometimes it's about compiling, you know, all the change that's happened in the last 5-6 years and saying, look at this list. Like, literally, it is 5 pages of different projects and things that have happened, and just saying, like, all of this growth has happened in 5 years. Like, all this change, all of these new cool, like, cultural things coming to the community and people, you know, launching these new ideas. And so really this whole event is just a place for the chamber and for KCAP to kind of showcase what's been going on.
Kelsey, you said that there was a lot of it you didn't know even coming back here. What would you say now to somebody who maybe is going to come back to an event like this that maybe you've learned that you didn't know before in the last year?
I would tell them just to go walk around the block or just go walk around downtown and just go into those storefronts, go into those restaurants and just connect with these small business owners that have a passion and they started their business here in Galesburg. And what was their reasoning for starting in Galesburg? That's one thing I've started asking about at ribbon cuttings and things like that. Why did you choose this area?
Yeah.
And they always have a really good reason why they chose it. Most of all, it's because of the people here, how supportive they are. And just going back on Kent's comment, too, about the things that are here, we want to push it as much as possible. I was just talking with someone a couple weeks ago. They still didn't know there was an escape room downtown. They had no idea. And so just opening up those conversations with people too, and just pushing it out as much as possible. And that's one way through Reconnect, is just to tell people about these things so then they can tell their friends too. And it just starts becoming a domino effect.
Ken, do you hear a lot of what Kelsey just mentioned from people as to why they chose Galesburg or why they're interested in this area?
Yeah. I mean, and everybody's kind of got their own reasons. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, one of our participating businesses this year, Knox County Brewing Company, and they were participating last year as well. I mean, that's a great story, right? It's a couple that came from Austin, which is extremely hip area, and you know, they've decided to plant roots and start a business here in the Galesburg area.
They thought that maybe they would only be here for a short period of time before they moved on, and decided, you know, maybe we'll stay long term.
That's awesome, and getting the word out is really important. But you know, in a very functional sense, though, this event is part of a deliberate strategy. Will, you and I have talked about this all the time about population loss and stopping brain drain. This is just another bite at the apple for us to, again, rebuild population, rebuild that professional cohort in the community, because there are employers all over the place that are looking for workers, right? And mm-hmm. so if we can bring somebody back that has skills, somebody that has the roots in the community, you know, that's an awesome thing. And so we're really excited about the event. I did want to mention that the event is sponsored by the Galesburg Community Foundation. It's okay. also sponsored by Carl Sandburg College, Knox College, and G&M Distributors.
So tell us, we're almost out of time, so then tell us about the when, the where, and that sort of thing. Kelsey?
Yep. Next Wednesday, the 27th of November, the night before Thanksgiving, at the Bar 65 from 5:30 to 7:30. So swing on by, have a tasting from Hidden Hills, Iron Spike, or Knox County Brew Co., as well as some amazing restaurants and caterers we have.
All right. As we get toward the end of the year here, Ken, things continue to look up.
We're still rocking and rolling. I still could use about an extra 4 hours each day. So
that's a good sign.
When the phone stops ringing, that's when I start to worry. But no, it's we've had a really busy year and no signs of slowing.
Very good. And we'll talk to you more about that, I'm sure, down the road. Ken Springer with the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development and Kelsey Litchfield with the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks to both of you. And gosh, Ken, I'm sorry I didn't have you give any hot takes on anything today, lest I be accused of doing that every time you're here.
Well, you just know it's my favorite pastime. So.
It's my favorite pastime, too. So I like to pass that savings on to you. Thanks to both of you. And thanks for all you do for the community.
Thanks.
Stay tuned. Sports and before that, Kim Komando coming up on Galesburg's Evening News.